Good singing. Thanks, but David, take your Bibles, 1 Peter chapter number 3 in the New Testament of your scripture this morning, 1 Peter and chapter number 3. And we're going to jump right back into our series, Too Committed, Experiencing and Enjoying Marriage God's Way. We have just a couple of weeks left in this study as we have been striving to learn from the Word of God how to strengthen our marriages and our homes, the relationships that we hold dear. We talked 2 weeks ago about wives and reverencing their husband's desire for shoulder-to-shoulder friendship, enjoying recreational companionship and activity and fun together. And then today we shift back to the husbands, although the lesson will apply across the board, but looking at how to love and the fact that she needs esteem. She desires for you to honor and cherish her. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, and let's look at verse number 7. The Bible says, "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." And we've looked at 1 Peter 3:7 several times in this series about dwelling together according to knowledge, understanding that God has given us one another, and God wants us to know what each other needs, how God has made us, and how we can meet the needs of our spouse. And today, we want to look at, men, how can we love our wives, and how can we show them esteem? And there's a phrase in the passage of teaching in 1 Peter 3:7 at the end there where it talks about, and pay attention, that your prayers be not hindered. And man, I don't know if there's ever been a time in your life where you felt like heaven was silent, where you felt like there was stuff kind of going on in our lives. We were praying, we were working things through, we really needed God, but I just felt like I wasn't getting the answer that I needed. I felt like maybe things weren't happening like I hoped that they would, and I felt like there was almost just a disconnect between the Lord and myself. And man, I want to point out to you by way of introduction as we jump in that our very relationship with the Lord and our prayer life and our ability to provide and protect and to lead our families hinges on our ability to love our wives and to be dwelling in unity with her. And so God says, dwell with them according to knowledge. Give honor unto them as unto the weaker vessel because you're meeting her needs and you're fulfilling your vow, but also that your prayers be not hindered. So, man, we've learned the importance of being close to our wife, being open with our wife, striving to be understanding, not copping out about, you know, that's something nobody will ever understand. Hey, you and I, when we said I do, we entered into the school of our spouse, and we have the privilege to learn and to grow, and so we want to understand. By being peacemakers and being willing to say we're sorry and making things right, and then by being loyal, by being committed to our spouse. And now we look at the importance of esteeming our bride, making sure that she knows that she's loved, that she's nourished, and that she is cherished. And how can we do this and excel at it? That's what we want to look at this morning. Let's look, first of all, number one, as you have your handout, at the need. The need to esteem our spouse. The need to esteem our wife. And I want us to recognize as we kind of enter into this, that this is something that God designed. The Bible teaches you and I that God made our wives with certain needs. And this need to be esteemed, to be cherished, to be special is a God-given need. And it's not something, fellas, that we can just kind of chalk up to, you know, an emotional instability that she has that is just kind of a defect that we just kind of deal with. God says, no, 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 no. This is a need. When you said, I do, your commitment and vow included, I will meet this need in your life. And this need to be cherished and this need to be esteemed is a need that God has given to her. And God challenges you and I to esteem and to cherish her in this way. In Song of Solomon, we see in chapter 7, verse number 6, how the husband says, how fair and how pleasant art thou, O love for delights. And we read through Song of Solomon the description of the conversation and dialogue between the husband and wife and the great affection that was shown. And we may not use some of the same superlatives today. I mean, they were describing each other like pillars of buildings and sheep and things like that. If you've ever read it, it's an interesting description that we may not use today in our own vernacular. But the principle is you want to make sure you're meeting those needs and esteeming and showing that love to your spouse. The husband is to be, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Guys, we make sure we take care of ourselves. If we're hungry, we eat. If we're tired, we sleep. If we need something, we get it. If it's in our provisional ability. And just as we do that, we need to care for our wife. We need to sacrifice for ourselves so that we can meet her needs, putting her above our own needs. The Bible says of the husband of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. All the men, let's say those four words together. Ready? And he praiseth her. Guys, can I ask you a question this morning? When's the last time you praised your wife? When's the last time you told your wife something you're thankful for? When's the last time your wife overheard you praising her to somebody else? She needs esteem. She needs to be valued. She needs to be cherished. She needs to be honored. And here, the husband of the virtuous woman was praising his wife. He was praising her in front of others. And God has made women with the need and the desire to be esteemed, to be honored, to be respected. How many here have the privilege of having a daughter? How many here have daughters? All right? I have three. And I'll tell you something. When God gives you a daughter, and many of you have them, especially the role of a dad, you can begin to kind of determine where they are on the inside, emotionally, stability, those types of things. And you can tell when there's a bit of apprehension on the inside for where they are, in the sense of, I don't know if I'm loved, I don't know if I'm accepted, I don't know. And you might see it with maybe some friends, or you might see it if they're getting out of their comfort zone a little bit. And you can see some of that. And there's something on the inside of a dad, of a parent, who sees that and says, man, I want to make sure they know everything's okay. I don't want them living life uncertain of where I stand. God has given them to me, and I want to make sure they know I love them. And men, we need to understand that on a different level, degree, and scale, that's our wife. They have a need to be esteemed, loved, cherished, valuable, special. It's a need God has given to them. And we can look at it through a juvenile eye and say, I could see that in a 7-year-old little girl, but seriously. But guys, listen to me. The need is ever as real in her life right now. And it's a need that God has given, and it's something that he has challenged you and I to understand and to meet, to strive to make sure we're meeting that need. Our wives want you and I to declare, to be made known to her, that she's the first of importance to us. She wants to know that she's on our mind. She wants to know that we're thinking about her. She wants to know that we love her and that we treasure her. She wants to know that we value not only what she does, but who she is. And she wants to hear about that from us. So it is indeed a need that God has given to us. And men, we need to understand that so that we can meet it. But then I want us to see, secondly, as we journey along, the nemesis to showing esteem to our spouse. There's a nemesis that gets in the way of her feeling this esteem. There's an enemy that's going on. Now, on occasions, a wife, and especially a mom, will get into a season of life where they feel inadequate. They feel discouraged. Maybe the kids aren't behaving as they should, or maybe they're causing some trouble, or maybe they just are trouble, or, you know, whatever. But sometimes in a lady's life, there can be some discouragement, and there can be a feeling of self-depreciation. There can be thoughts of, you know, I'm just a failure. Everything I do fails, or this area of my life is a failure. I can't, I'm not in the shape that I want to be, or my house isn't the way I want it to be, or our kids, or whatever. And sometimes in her life, she's feeling a great bit of defeat. And men, I want you and I to understand today that when we know that our wife is in that mode of discouragement or depreciation or feeling like a failure, we want to recognize that she has a need to be esteemed, that we have a job to make sure that we're meeting that need, and that when she's feeling this way and the enemy is attacking, we need to help. And that is not the time to come along and say, well, I'm glad you brought that up. I've been wanting to talk to you about it, or whatever. You know, we want to make sure that we're helping with that. Now, there may be an issue in the home or in her life or whatever that needs to be worked out, so it's not like on a cycle coming back over and over again. But men, we need to understand that Satan is going to fight this need, that there's going to be seasons of this nature, and we need to come alongside and help and encourage and praise and make sure that we are affirming our love and how we appreciate who she is and all that she does. This is essential for a healthy and balanced marital relationship. And so, you think about Adam and Eve in the garden, and yet sin came. And we know that there was a great curse as a result. And we have homes today that are designed by the Lord, and God gave us one another. And we're committed to one another. We learned that a couple weeks ago. But there's still going to be things that happen that can bring about discouragement, and we want to make sure that she knows, above all else, she's loved. Guys, we're going to make mistakes, but if our wife believes in us, it can help us get through them. And much the same way when our wives are maybe having a tough season and there's some mistakes or some discouragements or failures or whatever, when she knows she's loved, when she's special to us, it just helps the other stuff kind of get through. And maybe it's a difficult day at home or work or whatever, but when that's there, it's helpful. So it's a need that she has. There's an enemy that's finding it, and we need to do our best. Then I want us to look practically, number three, at the niceties. The niceties. And by this I mean, guys, I want us to look specifically at how we can show our wife esteem and honor. And I don't know about you, if God has given my wife a need, and if Satan's fighting this area of her life, and I can be of help to her, then I want to do it. And if somebody can give me a practical idea and how to do it, I'm all ears. I'm going to make sure that I'm learning. And this is what I want to give you just practically this morning, a couple things that will help. Number one, letter A, remember special days. Remember special days. Now, let me take a time out and just kind of insert something in here before we move on, okay? No husband will ever be able to show his wife all of the emotional openness and esteem that she really wants. That's impossible. Which is why a relationship with God is essential. There are some needs that we have that cannot be met by anybody but God. So when the husband is drawing closer to the Lord, and when the wife is drawing closer to the Lord, then it strengthens a relationship. But when we're expecting our spouse to meet every need in our heart, even those designed to be met by God, we're headed for certain failure for sure. And so let me preface this by saying, not every emotional need that we have on the inside, male or female, is designed to be met in marriage. It's a big help, but it's designed to be met ultimately in God. And when we're walking with God as husband and wife, that's the perfect picture. So I want to make sure to preface it by saying that. But men, she does have a need, and we are here to meet it in showing her esteem, and we can do that by remembering special days. Now, particularly I'm talking here about like your wedding anniversary, her birthday, special days like that. For ladies, these are huge, okay? These are monumental opportunities that we have to express love, esteem, and honor, okay? Why? Well, think about it. It's the lady who has the baby. We've got a couple infants in the class this morning, and it's kind of fun. It's neat to see the blessing of the Lord. But for 9 months, she's carrying that baby. And when people can tell that she's caring or that she's letting that be known. Then the questions of when are you due and what are you going to have and how's the baby room coming and all of this discussion about that day. And then the Lord blesses and she has the baby. And there's maybe a baby shower and there's celebration and there's taking the baby home and there's all these firsts. And it's a huge deal. And in her mind, the birthday is huge. It's a very special day, and it's something she will never forget, and it's something she doesn't want anyone to forget, and she has a hard time fathering when we don't remember. So we want to be sure to show esteem, and we want to remember special days, much as the same way about marriage. The marriage date, the wedding date, the date of the ceremony is a big deal. A girl grows up and dreams of, I came home the other day, and Mariah, my oldest, who's 9, she said, Dad, today in my journal, I wrote down all the things that I want my husband to be or to do or to look like. And I said, give me that journal. I want to burn it, you know. But I said, what in the world, you know. And but it's just natural, you know. Man, I'm going to walk down the aisle and he's going to look like this and I'm going to wear this and these are going to be the colors and this is going to be the cake. And this is just the way she thinks. It's the way she dreams. It's what she's anticipating and looking forward to. And even after the wedding, when ladies get together and talk about things like that, it's, you know, what were your colors and what did you wear? And do you want to see our photo book? Have you ever heard two guys talk that way? Hey, do you want to see our photo book from our wedding? You want to see the color tux I wore? I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, guys don't do that, you know. We don't think the same way about stuff like this. But for her, that birth date, the anniversary date, these are big deals. These are big days. I'm not saying they're big to us, but I'm just helping us to understand the way that she thinks. And they're a great opportunity for you and I to show our love and to show our esteem in remembering these days and celebrating them. So men, practically, moving forward, do not forget a birthday. Do not forget your wedding anniversary. And do not act like it's not a big deal. Because they are. They're huge. And you say, well, Brother Lowell, I hear what you're saying, but I just don't have a lot of money. Okay? Now, I want you to sit back, relax, and just listen to me. Okay? How you celebrate a birthday or an anniversary is as much as an art as it is a science. And I want you just to kind of follow this line of thinking or this illustration. The scientific approach puts a lot of stock into the material, the expense of the celebration or the gift. Now, suppose a man buys his wife a Mercedes-Benz for her birthday. Another man, and ladies are saying, hey, sign me up for that. You know, another man, though, takes his wife out on a walk in the park. And they go for a nice walk. They talk. They share their feelings. He reminds her how much he loves her, what he appreciates about her, how much she means to him. And on the way back to the car, walking through the park, he picks up a little rock. He goes home and he notates on that rock maybe the date or something they shared or something like that. And he gives it to her a little bit later and says, I want you to have a memento of this day that we shared, this conversation that we shared, and of my love for you. And we could stop and think about which gift was better. And a lot of people would say, give me the Benz, you know, give me the car. But stop and think about when she's 93 and you've been dead for a decade and you look at the mantle over the fireplace. Will there be a picture of the Mercedes or will there be the little rock with the notation? Now listen to me. I paint that picture for you and I to understand that the key to celebration is that the expense of a gift is secondary to the thought your wife senses that you invested into it. Let me say that again. The expense of a gift is secondary to the thought your wife senses that you invested into it. Now, guys, I'm not saying every gift from here on out should be at the dollar store, okay? I'm not saying it doesn't matter. It's secondary, but it still matters, all right? But what I am saying is, much more than how much, because here, by the way, here's what happens. A lot of guys that don't think and don't invest and don't care will go spend a lot of money. And the idea is, I'll spend a lot of money and then I'll just try to make up for it. You can't make up for it. Same thing with your kids. I'm never around my kids, but boy, come Christmas, they get a lot. Quite frankly, when they grow up, they could care less what you gave them. Because you don't spell love that way. You spell T-I-M-E. And when you spend time with the people you love, when you meet the needs that they have on the inside, it's so much more valuable than how much money you spent on a gift or celebration. So when it comes to remembering special days, and we should, her birthday, our anniversary, we need to remember them. We need to make big of them. But don't take that on as a burden of, man, Brother Rule, I'm trying to pay the mortgage and the utilities and providing meals and insurance and all of that. I understand all of that. And secondary is the expense. Primary is the thought and effort and creativity you invested into it. And so make it a priority. If you're a guy like me, you've got to write stuff down. You've got to put it in your calendar. You've got to have reminders. Man, this is coming up. I need to prepare for this day. What am I going to do this year or whatever? That's okay. There's no shame in that. I'd rather do that than forget. I'd rather do that than not meet this need in her life. So remember the special days. Let it be. Then conduct random spontaneous acts of kindness. Be involved in random spontaneous acts of kindness. Don't just celebrate the anniversary and birthday and be like, all right, you got those two, and I'll see you next year. You know, look for opportunities throughout the year to spontaneously convey you love her, you treasure her, you thought of her. This could be an unexpected phone call. This could be bringing some flowers home. This could be leaving a note behind when you leave for work in the morning. This could be any number of things. In fact, books have been written on this. 100 ways to show your wife you love her and so on. And you can get all kinds of ideas. But look for creative, spontaneous ways to communicate your love. When's the last time you did something for her just because? That's the kind of stuff we want to be doing, esteeming her, cherishing and honoring her. Then I want us to look fourthly at the negotiation. The negotiation. And what I mean by this, fellas, is a time where it is difficult for a lot of men to show their wives esteem. Have you ever felt like your wife wanted you to read her mind? Let me give you an illustration. You're going to take her out to dinner, and you say, honey, I would like to take you out to dinner. I'd like this to be something you would enjoy. Where would you like to eat? Oh, honey, I don't care. Wherever's fine. No. Seriously. I want this to be something you would enjoy. I want you to like the food and everything. Where would you enjoy going? Oh, really? I don't mind. Wherever you want to go. Are you sure, honey? Because I really want this to be special. Oh, yeah. Whatever you pick is great. Okay. How about we go here? Oh, I don't want to go there. I thought you didn't care. Well, yeah, but I don't like that place. And then, you know, the first five you suggest don't work for whatever the reason may be. And it can be a little frustrating. And that's an illustration that we could apply to lots of areas where maybe there's just some disconnect and we feel like, hey, I'm trying to do the right thing and yet it's not going maybe the way that it should. What's going on? And men, I want to tell you something. There's times in the heart of your wife where she's thinking, I wish he didn't have to ask. I wish he knew me well enough. He would just know. And sometimes, and ladies, it may even be subconscious, so I'm not trying to get after you, but sometimes there's a little bit of disconnect about some of the details in life. And it's something that she does to kind of communicate, hey, shouldn't you know that by now? If you loved me the way that I loved you, if you cared for me the way I care for you, if you thought about me the way I thought about you, I would know that. And that's what she's thinking. And there needs to be an understanding of, hey, this is a need that she has. I have vowed to meet this need and for her to feel loved and cherished and the queen of my life. And you know what? There probably are some things that I should know that maybe by now should have been figured out and I didn't. And honey, forgive me about that, but help me to know this. And then to file that away or to keep notes or whatever you need to do. But make sure she knows you're loved. You're esteemed and cherished. You're valuable to me. And I don't have to come to every special moment with you and then ask you all kinds of questions because I don't know anything. But because I love you and I do know you well, there are many things that I already know about our relationship. And so keep that in mind as you're showing her this area of need. And then lastly, number five, men, the neglect. the neglect. If we're not careful, the longer we've been married, the more we can neglect this area of our relationship. And then just kind of sit back and let me give this illustration. It's, maybe you've heard of the story about the husband who came home. And he came home to his house from work, and he found all kinds of bikes and scooters and toys in the driveway. He couldn't even pull the car, and he had to park out on the road. And he made his way into the house, and it was a mess. I mean, it was just chaotic. There was dirty dishes all stacked up in the sink and all over the countertop. There was piles of laundry. There was pieces of clothing scattered everywhere. The house was in shambles. And then he found his two preschool-age children over in another room drawing on the walls of the house. And he was just kind of exasperated about what is going on. And he made his way to his room, and he found his wife. And there she was, lying in bed asleep. And he woke her up, and he said, "Honey, the house is a mess. What in the world is going on?" And she looked at him and she said, "Honey, you know when you come home at the end of the day and you ask me, what did you do all day? Well, today, I didn't do any of it." And you know what? Sometimes there's a lot of things that our spouse does that over time we take for granted. And maybe we just learn to expect it. Maybe we just learn to presume it will always be that way. And we cease from communicating gratitude about it. And men, I want to encourage you, don't neglect this area. If God's blessed you with a good wife, and amen to the fact that He has for all of us, let's not take it for granted and just kind of, yeah, this is the way it is, and bless God, it ought to be the way, you know, this is the way it should be. Not necessarily. This is a gift from the Lord, and it's a blessing. And God help you and I to communicate that to her. There will be seasons where this is more needed than others. There will be seasons where it's easy for her to feel esteemed and loved and cherished. There will be seasons where you feel like I'm doing everything I know to do for her to feel cherished and loved and esteemed, and she feels down and I don't know what to do. And sometimes it's prayer, and sometimes it's specific communication saying, "Honey, I know you feel this way, but this is how I feel about you." And making sure she knows. Men, she has a need to be esteemed. And we have the privilege as husbands to come alongside and meet that need. And to make sure there's no doubt in her mind, she's loved. She's valued. She's cherished. She's special. And I just want us to think as we pray and leave here in a moment, does our bride think she's special? I don't know what it is in here as far as hobbies. Some guys, it's a car. Some guys, it's a gun. Some guys, it's maybe a sports team. But you find that one area they're passionate about, and they know everything about it. I mean, they know this is the way it ought to operate. I mean, you know, this fishing pole just has this kind of line, and it has to have this kind of test, and you have to use this kind of stuff. And I mean, just they know it down to the, they got it. Why? Because they're passionate about it. And guys, it ought to be in our hearts. We're passionate about our wife. And we're learning everything we can. And we're communicating everything we can. And at the end of the day, we want her to know she's special. We don't want any doubt in her mind of what she means to us. And may this week, as we enter into the Christmas season, as we're enjoying these days, may this week we intently, specifically, and strategically communicate the love that we have to her. And may she feel cherished and esteemed. Heavenly Father, we sure love you. Thank you for some time together in your word this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen our relationships and homes. Lord, I pray that you would do a great work in our hearts this week and help us to meet this need in our spouse that you have given. Lord, we pray that you bless our class. Give us a great week. Bring us back safely next Sunday together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being here this morning. You are dismissed. If you've not yet gotten your ticket, make sure you get your ticket for the class Christmas party.